Many New Hampshire residents won't start paying attention to the state's presidential primary for some time. But those who do get involved now can have the chance to hear candidates as they hone and develop their pitches to voters. We're going to hear now about the speaking styles of two Republican candidates who spent some time in the state last week. First, NHPR's Emily Corwin has this look at former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina's campaign events are bigger and more enthusiastic nowadays. If you ask people what's her appeal,
her ability to speak clearly.
She answers the question instead of trying to turn everything into her talking points. Without a bunch of stumbles, oohs and ahs.
She makes good sense.
Fiorina's oratorical skill got its largest display during the GOP debates. She didn't get to participate in the main event, but viewers agreed she shined during the happy hour debate. And she appears to know what her strengths are. On the campaign trail, she mostly skips lofty political speeches. She starts with shrinking government, touches on her belief in people's God-given gifts, and pretty soon you get to this.
So I'm going to stop there and take whatever questions you have.
Her style goes along with her efforts to cast herself as an outsider. Although she did run for Senate in California, the former Hewlett-Packard CEO has never held political office. And according to Donna Hoffman, the head of the poli-sci department at the University of Northern Iowa, this style is helping her stand out in the crowd.
Carly Fiorina doesn't go to the lengths that Donald Trump does in terms of saying what she thinks. She's a little more measured, but she's still very direct, and she still has a quality about her, I think, in terms of her communication style, that makes her a little bit different.
Forthcoming, but never off message. Aggressive, but not out of control. It's a style that plays well on television. In Wentworth on Wednesday, Dick Paquin says he picked Fiorina over his previous favorite, Rand Paul, while watching TV.
We saw the interview that Carly had with Chris Matthews, and she just cleaned his clock.
Fiorina has tried to sell herself as a take-no-prisoners combatant.
I won't falter, and I will not shy away from a fight, which is why I can win that general election, because I'll land every punch we need to land.
And it's talk like that that's led to a frequent refrain at Fiorina's campaign events. Here's Linda Dupere of Campton.
I'd love to see her debate Hillary.
Of course, as Fiorina herself says,
there's only one way that's going to happen.
She's going to need that nomination first. Of course, that will take something more than just oratory. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.